need a fit the dancer to help me with all the monsters in my head that I created from ashes of you and me. I need a drink some water is what I really should do, but I've been chugging that shit down and it doesn't help a thing. I need a fit the dancer to help me with all the monsters in my head that I created from ashes of you and me. I need a drink some water is what I really should do, but I've been chugging that shit down and it doesn't help a thing. In 1942, the only girl that's ever really tried to treat me smooth, but now they treat me like this. Please put me.
Welcome to TSB Goes to the Movies. I am Alex. He is King. He is Ski. Join our Discord if you would like to give us movie suggestions. It is your movie coming up this week, so get in our Discord, Sports Brewery and Discord. Give us your suggestions. I will make a poll question based on those suggestions. You can vote on it, and then we will watch your movie next week. So Sports Brewery in Discord for that. Twitch.tv/TSBpod is where you can watch us do the sports podcast every Thursday. Ski does a pack opening podcast on Tuesdays. He's still got some more of those Desert Storm packs left, so he'll be sprinkling those in here and there, I think.
Oh, yeah.
So if you want to see him pull the George H. Bush card that he's been searching for, he already got the Saddam. He already got the Saddam, so we're good there. But he's still got to pull the American side.
Of course.
So yeah, watch that. That's on Tuesdays. And if you miss those, I put them on YouTube, so you can watch them there. Let's see. That's it. I think that's it. That's it. Our movie this week is my movie. It is on HBO. It came out in 2012. It is Dread. It is not the sequel. It is like the reboot of the Sylvester Stallone Judge Dredd movie, but it is based on the same like graphic novel that was based on. So,
and it's actually done how the graphic novel is too. Like,
yeah, it actually follows the graphic novel like in style and whatnot. Whereas, as you can probably imagine, but the Sylvester Stallone one did not.
No, but and is that necessarily a good thing?
Yeah,
so, I guess that's the question.
I guess we'll find out. Look, keep listening, listener. So let's see. This movie on Rotten Tomatoes, guys, has an 80%.
Yeah.
Oh,
I wish people could see King's face.
Oh, that's painful.
It has on IMDb a 7.1. That is high for IMDb. It has on Metacritic a 60, which, you know, well, that's pretty average for Metacritic, I think. Okay, now that that's out of the way, it stars Carl Urban as Judge Dredd. It stars Olivia Thirlby as Anderson, Lena Headey as Mama. Wood Harris.
Yeah, good old Wood Harris.
Good old Wood Harris, man. Domhnall Gleeson as Mama Clanteki. So Domhnall Gleeson's like a very big deal now. Like, but this is one of his first like sort of big-ish roles was in this one. Which, by the way, like, it's weird thinking about that 2012 was 14 years ago. Like, that's bizarre.
Yeah, well, it was also the time when Carl Urban was like the dude for a while there,
where he was in Lord of the Rings and yeah,
in the Star Trek movies and the Riddick movies. So it was like he had a run there of now the other ones a little earlier, but like a 4-year run of like the early 2010s of,
and then he fell off for a little while, and then he was in The Boys and he was big again.
Yep, pretty much.
Let's see. Go ahead.
Is the fucking, what was it, Domhnall Gleeson?
Yep.
Is that a what's his name son?
Brendan
Gleeson's
son.
Right? Yeah.
It is.
Right.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Brendan Gleeson's awesome, by the way. Yeah. Let's see. Langley Kirkwood played Judge Lex. Carl Fanning played Judge Chan. Reiki Ayola played the Chief Judge. So,
yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah. Let's see, screenplay by Alex Garland, who also wrote 28 Days Later, Civil War, Ex Machina, and 28 Years Later. So this guy like went on to write
Civil War. That's, is that the A24 one we watched?
The Civil War?
Civil War? Yeah. Yes. 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 Yes.
Oh, I thought that was a Marvel movie.
It was a Marvel movie. That's why I was making sure it was not the one we watched.
Yeah. Yeah, good question. Directed by Pete Travis, who also directed Vantage Point, which is a movie. And then episodes of Random TV after that, and hasn't really done much else. So Alex Garland, though, like an actually pretty big screenwriter, wrote this one. So, and I guess the original guy they chose to be the director, I'd never heard of him before, but he had like this wacky version of the story, that like super outlandish version that he wanted to make, that he was like, no, we're not doing that. The producers are like, no, we're not.
Who
We
cares about
already did that.
the weird thing? The story of this doesn't really matter. It was more how stylized it was,
Very
because it was trying to
stylized.
be more like the graphic novel comic, whatever the fuck Judge Dredd was, which is the difference of the first one. You know, the first one was the complete opposite of this, right? It was very Hollywood, very campy, very 90s, but it was more interesting. It actually, like, the actual like plot to it. Of a plot was more interesting. This was a very cut and dry. You're going into this building, you're gonna go fuck people up. There's the movie.
This was very basic.
But enough about ice, am I
I
right?
know, right?
Ew.
They don't, yeah, White never takes off his mask. I mean,
There truly is no story in this movie. Like
it's a bust. That's all it is a
the
bust.
only character development there is focuses around Anderson, but the only information we get is relevant to her being a psychic, and that is basically the entire plot of the movie, is her being a psychic and using her psychic abilities and all of that stuff. So
Now that works.
it
That
could be
works.
said that is not a character development thing, that is a plot device
Yes.
as opposed.
And this kind of movie can work, you know, very, you know, graphic.
I can give a perfect example of this exact movie working, and
Yeah.
it's a foreign language movie. So King's out already because there's subtitles, but it's The Raid. The Raid is essentially this. It is some cops going into a apartment complex, really tall. There's a boss at the top level, and they got to fight their way to the top, and that's it. That's the
More
whole movie.
kung fu-y though than
Very much
this
so, like
is the
insane
difference.
over the top action as opposed to guns. And that movie fucks. Like, I love that movie. I will die on a hill how fucking awesome that movie is. This one.
But this one works if it's like a low budget movie. Like this is like a mainstream movie that was stylized like
My guy,
this. It
$45 million
Yeah,
budget. Like,
it doesn't work in my eyes. It only works, this style movie works for low budget. 'Cause it's all about the deaths and the weird, like if you were on drugs, you know, we don't condone doing drugs, but if you do drugs, the weird like slow-mo scenes and stuff like that. But as a sober watcher, it's just like, okay, let's speed this scene up a smidge here.
I gotta say, like, I didn't hate this movie. Definitely not as much as you guys did, I think. But that slow motion shit killed me. That was so dumb. Like, it's
That's the whole point, is that drug
I get it. You're
that's the
trying to show us what it's like to be on that drug. You could have done that once.
Yes, once. Like Swordfish. It should be like
They did it
Swordfish. You
like
have the one
five or
scene.
six times in this movie. Like, you know what would have been effective is if you, the only time you show it is when the main bad guy dies at the end. When Mama falls off, gets pushed off or whatever, and falls to her death, that's when you show what the experience is like. Before that, you're just like, oh, yeah, it's a drug. Oh, it slows down, blah, blah, blah. Okay. I don't really know what that's about, but I assume it's this. And then they actually show you. Instead of these scenes where there's these fucking bubbles, like these star bubbles going around,
Oh,
like,
that
fuck me,
just,
man.
oh my God. Like the fifth scene with that, I was like, I can't do this anymore. I'm, what in the fuck?
What is this garbage? Like, and so the reason I picked this movie is like, I remember liking this movie. Like I remember watching this the first time and I was like, oh, this is kind of kick ass. Like it's they're in a like the premise of this movie, Ski,
Well,
like you said, kicks ass.
you don't see a big haul. You don't see so many just straight linear movies like this. Very
Totally.
simple, very linear, and just like go kill. You know, kind of, John Wick has more story, backstory to it, but that's the what this was. What was it? 14 years ago. Just action, not much else. Here you go.
But I think it's like it plays it right in the middle, like because it's like you either if that's what you're doing, it's a linear thing where there's point A to point B, bad guy versus good guy, kill or be killed. That's the plot. Okay, cool. So you either make that campy, or like the original one, or
What? Oh,
you make it
so good.
over the top kick ass action. And they didn't really go all the way with either. Like,
Question. I have not seen the new Running Man yet. I plan on watching it this weekend
I haven't either.
because
Is
I'm
it on?
intrigued by
Is it
it's on.
streaming?
Yes, it's on Paramount, I
My
believe.
man.
Because I'm intrigued there to see if they, because you know the original Running Man with Arnold, if
Yeah.
they try to stylize this differently, you know, than that. It kind of like in this Dread-esque thing where they
Well,
make it more action-y.
I feel confident that it's Edgar Wright doing it.
It's a different
Because
than random guy that did
other than Pete
Vantage
Travis,
Point.
who literally did nothing else. So, yeah. I trust in Edgar Wright, I trust for sure. So
Okay, have you seen this before?
by the way,
No. No.
real quick, they're rebooting this again with Taika Waititi, by the way. So.
Writing or acting?
Writing and directing. Yes.
I mean the world is fine. I mean, like the
Yes.
first one, the world that this exists could be good.
Yes.
This was just not done right.
It
Because
was.
the first one, if you guys remember the first one, it seems like very much in the future, right? It seems very future. This seems like this could be 10 years from
It
now. Like
does. For
there,
sure,
like
for
this was
sure.
with some slight advancements and things, that's the only difference. This was he's ice breaking in, fucking things up with just a mat with a visor and different gun that shoots different things. It was very weird to watch now.
This complex, this what is it? The Mega City One or whatever it is. Like this tower is fully functional. Like everybody seems to be going about their day, like going to their jobs, and yeah, there's a kingpin running it, and she sells drugs, which drugs are bad. But everybody seems pretty happy. I mean, it's a slum, but everywhere in Mega City One's a
Live,
slum.
yeah,
That's the
they're
whole
just
point. Like
living their
it's
lives.
800 million people in a city,
Yeah.
like with walls. So it's not gonna be great.
That's Brazil. That's Brazil.
Yeah,
It
São
kind of is
Paulo,
Brazil.
right? Yeah,
It is kind of is. Yeah.
and they don't, unlike the first one delves out into the wasteland. This does not. Like, this is he gets to the building in the first 10 minutes ish, and
Yeah.
he's there
Yeah,
pretty much. Yeah.
and it's random because like, hey, where do you want to go? There's a crime every
Yeah,
second here in Mega City One. So
pick the
pick one,
crime.
and she picks at random. Ah, oh, two homicides. Let's go do that one. Okay. Ay. So back to you had asked King, like King, had you seen this before?
Never seen it.
No. Okay. All
Knew
right.
of it though, correct? At
Yeah, of
least, but
course. Yeah, I knew
yeah.
of.
Yeah,
And
okay.
I've seen the other one, you know. Yeah.
Okay.
Love
And
the other one.
you had seen this one too, right, Ski?
No, oh, yeah, of
Yeah,
course.
okay. I figured. Just making sure. Yeah, and like I said, I had seen it before and I remember liking it. So I was like, "You know what? It's about to leave HBO. Let's make this my movie." I've been seeing it and I've been meaning to do it for a while and I was like, "Yeah, let's go back." And boy, well, I've done that a few times on this fucking podcast, man. Like movies I loved, and they have been ruined forever. Like Biodome. This is Biodome. This is like action Biodome for me. Like it's like, oh man, I remember that kicking ass.
The problem with this, unlike the first one, you had other characters that you could like get invested in and
Yeah.
could like help move things along. This had, I guess you could say, four three main ones and maybe four with
Lena Headey, Carl Urban, Olivia Thirlby, and Wood Harris. And
you could say Wood Harris. Yeah,
it.
So five. It's five
it.
Actual
five.
Characters.
Five.
And the other one, the other one had like Schneider, Diane Lane. Then you had all the judges, and then you had the fucking mutant family. It's like you had other things. This was, you had to get it perfect because you were so honed in on just these people.
Yeah. So how do we feel Carl Urban did in this movie? Because the point of the character, right, is that he doesn't have emotions. He is 1,000% judge, jury, and executioner. I feel like he did fine.
I mean, sure. I mean, you don't see his face, so it doesn't really matter. You could have had anyone.
Yeah, you don't see his face, but like he, I don't know, man.
But again, that's the point of the first one, is that Stallone is that same thing, but then he, you know, learns and like starts showing some emotion and like, oh, maybe I shouldn't just blast everyone and murder everyone right away kind of thing. It's like, there's actual some like character advancement.
You know what? That's a good point. Like, what is the moral of this story? What's the takeaway? Because Anderson just quits, so she grows up, survives, becomes this like badass cop where suddenly she's like actually making split second decisions and shooting criminals and, you know, making calls and doing shit. And she's like, oh, by the way, I quit. So I don't actually want to do this. And so she just leaves. And then that's credits. That's the end of the fucking movie. Like, wait a minute. What? The good guy killed the bad guy. Yeah. But nothing changed.
I mean, it's called character development.
It sure
and this was
is.
Lacking.
Yeah. I wonder if that's what the graphic novel is like. It's just.
That's a good question.
I doubt it. Right. Like, otherwise it wouldn't be very popular. Because you can't just make a graphic novel where it's just like people killing people every single panel. That's not how reading works. Like,
no. And again, I keep going back to the first one. The first one had, you know, Dredd getting set up, right? And he is not no longer a judge.
Right.
That's how you get the character development. This, like, the fact that this takes place within, what, like a 3-hour window?
Mm-hmm.
You can't really. That's the problem. Kind of handcuffed himself by having this so linear and so short. I mean, there's no Armand Asante in this movie. I mean, come on.
I knew it was missing something. Armand Asante's.
I mean, there's no Max von Sydow in this movie.
Max von Sydow.
Yeah. There's definitely no Diane Lane. I'll tell you that.
Max
much.
Von Sydow, the star of Strange Brew.
Yeah. I mean, that chick was definitely no Diane Lane, I'll tell you that.
No,
much.
Jesus, no. Let's see. He did have like a couple of good one-liners, I think, in this movie, but you know, it wasn't. That's sort of the point, though. Is like if you're going to make a movie like that, make a movie like that. Like, do the over the top, do those pithy one-liners, do that shit. Like, just commit to it.
The problem is they did this movie already. It's called RoboCop, and it was 20 years before this, 25 years before it. Same exact thing. Just go kill with your helmet on. Yeah.
That's so funny to say that, because my oldest came out multiple times and was like, what the fuck is this? Like, don't pay attention to this.
Yeah.
But if you want to pay attention to something like this, just watch RoboCop (parentheses) 1992 or whatever year it came out. Like,
oh, that's
1988. Yeah, I know it was 80s, but whatever.
Absolutely right. What was the line? Mama,
1987.
Yeah. 87. Damn.
And that's the other thing. Did you guys, either of you guys, see the RoboCop, the newer one that came out like 10-ish years ago?
No,
it was better than this.
Yeah, I caught it on something.
But that had Gary Oldman and like Michael Keaton was also.
Now we're talking. Now we're talking.
Like, that Joel Kinnaman was Murphy, so it was.
Now we're talking.
It wasn't bad. Yeah, it wasn't bad. This is of all the 80s slash very early 90s reboots, this is by far the worst. Well, maybe Point Break, the new one. I still haven't seen it though, so I don't know for sure.
Yeah. It's terrible.
I would say it's
so bad.
Why do it? Why do it?
It's not even in the vein of the first one. It's so dumb.
Why do it?
Because when a movie is so dependent on just the two actors that were so good in it, the story's so-so. It's a pretty standard story. It's not a good story to remake.
Weird, man. Let's see. Mama is not the law. I am the law. And as for you, Mama, it's judgment time. So, like,
it doesn't work. It only works when you're Sylvester Stallone. That is the problem.
Is a great line. You just can't have boring ass Carl Urban say it. Like, and I love Carl Urban. Like, I do. I think he's a great actor. But he was so limited in this character, like, that there's no way he could have said that and it would have been effective. Like,
I'm sure it was a nice payday.
Yeah, good for him, right? I know. Yeah.
Because he had to be making most of it because almost everyone else is a no-name in this movie.
45 million, dude. Like, 45 million. Like, where does that go?
I mean, I believe Game of Thrones had already started. So, Lena Headey.
2012?
Yeah, I believe that's when it started. At least right around there. So, she must have gotten paid.
Yeah, but she's a woman in Hollywood. So, like 100,000, like
10 cents on the dollar compared to Urban, maybe.
Yeah, exactly. Well, yeah, literally that. Urban gets a million, she gets 100,000. That's how this works. Wood Harris, I guarantee you, made more than she did on this movie.
We're looking this up. I guarantee. See if we have
like teenager Domhnall Gleeson made more than she did on this movie. Yeah, while we're at it, let's look up some net worths.
Headley's probably doing pretty well for herself now.
Headley.
I knew that was coming. Yeah,
Headley.
Headley. Don't fuck with the Mama Clan. She was a hooker who got slashed by her pimp. That's how she became a bad guy. So she got slashed by her pimp, so she couldn't be a hooker anymore. And then she got mad and started taking it out on everybody. And then she became a drug kingpin and took over the place, whatever it's called.
Yeah, it's a project, essentially, right?
Yo, that shit, to, like, lock it down would be so fucking expensive. And, like, the amount of energy that would take would be so fucking off the charts. Like, all of these huge metal fucking walls that move down.
Oh, interesting. So, take a guess on how much Sly got paid for Judge Dredd, like, 10 years before this.
So we're talking about the 80s?
No, it was 90s. It was, like, early 90s for Judge Dredd.
$2
million. 18 million old Sly got for Judge Dredd.
What?
Yeah.
What? Actors don't make that much now.
It's fucking Sly in the 90s, man.
Homeboy got paid more than Jordan and Pippin combined.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's prime Sylvester Stallone time, though. So I get it. You got, like, that's Rocky. That's Demolition Man. That's everything. Yes, I mean, I do. I do put Rocky and Demolition Man at the same level, by the way.
Of course. Yeah, so Game of Thrones was 2011, so she was definitely
right then
making money after that first season for sure.
Right then, good for her.
And she wasn't great in this either. Weird character. Yeah, it's hard to be good sometimes in these.
Everything in this movie was like this. Every single thing was mid. At like the emotions, the action, like. Everything was, this was aggressively mid, this movie. Like, truly, like, not great at anything, not super shitty at anything, just fucking mid.
Yeah, that's I'm kind of mad that you just didn't pick Judge Dredd instead of this.
I didn't see it streaming anywhere. This one, I was looking at HBO and it was there. And I was like, oh yeah, I've been meaning to watch this, so I'll make them watch it too. That's exactly how it
King thanks you for that, by the way.
Yeah, fuck you too, buddy.
Fuck you, Pat.
Yeah.
Fuck you, Kenny. The Hall of Justice is the only thing keeping society from falling apart. Judges are judge, jury, and executioner.
I'm trying to remember, did they have a year that this was supposed to take place?
Ooh, no. No, it was just generally society
Just
had fallen apart
well,
or whatever.
because so I'm
And he
guessing
was
it.
like, people from New York, Boston, and Philadelphia all came to Mega City One. 800 million people.
So I'm guessing if it's like the first one, there was nuclear fallout of some kind for the
Yeah.
wastelands and stuff,
Yeah.
or yeah, and,
No, there were wastelands. Like the
yeah.
cities were built to, like, they built huge walls just
Yeah.
to, yeah, everything was all radiated. Yeah, totally. Yes.
Which, if that's a plot point to this whole series, it's like you don't utilize that. I mean, Fallout is a massive show right now on
God.
Prime. That's the premise of that show. It's like you don't use the one interesting thing really here.
That would kick ass, by the way. You have these judge characters, and they are trying to restore order. They are doing all this shit, and then suddenly people from the outside
Come in.
come in and disrupt that, and they gotta like restore order. So they're fighting the gangs on the inside, but they're also fighting the hordes from the outside. That's a fucking plot,
They
man.
team up together also.
That's a fucking plot, man. We
I
should
mean,
be
yeah.
writing these movies.
I'm sure there'll be another Dredd movie. Someone will dust it
Well, like I
off again
said, no,
here.
I just said earlier, Taika Waititi's doing
Oh,
it,
that's right. You did
apparently.
say.
Yeah.
Was that, I assume that's movie or TV?
Movie, yeah, for sure.
Movie.
Yeah.
Okay. Because Taika usually likes his TV
By the
shows.
way, you mentioned Fallout. Like, I saw a thing on my Instagram feed with Ron Perlman. Like, he does the intro for like most of the Fallout games. It's the same line in every single one. And he did the first one, which is like a computer game from fucking 20 or 30 years ago or whatever. And he was like, yeah, they just called me and they gave me $20 and a sandwich, and
Yeah.
I did the line, and that was
Quick
it.
little line, yeah.
Like, literally, he's like, I came into this office, they gave me a sandwich and $20, and like I did the line and left. And he's done every game other than Fallout 3. He's done every other Fallout game, so that's kind of cool.
Big bucks in it now, on top, outside of the game itself.
Yeah, for sure. Ron Perlman, a favorite of the pod, obviously. So, what else?
There's
Anything else on this?
that's the problem with a movie with minimal story and
Yeah.
character stuff. It's like
Yeah.
talk about the sh shooting guys in the face and the seeing them slow-mo explode. It's like, all right.
Does it feel like the slow motion was filler? Like, 'cause this movie was like an hour and a
And a
half. Does it?
half. Like how much was added to this movie with
I'm
the slow-mo?
curious.
Like 5, 10 minutes?
Legitimately, I'm curious, 'cause it did add it, like it did sort of drag on a few times. So I don't know, man. Like, I thought about that like the third time they did it. I was like, why are they doing this again? We've already seen somebody take these drugs several times. Like,
Oh, here's a nice here. I'll pose a question, especially to King here. King, would you take an Oregon football national championship if you had to watch this movie again on that drug? So it felt like you were watching. It took like a week to watch this movie. Before the take it for the team.
for the sake of humanity, yes.
Yeah, for humanity, you would.
Yes, it will make me like the Martin Luther King, the Rosa Parks,
You'd have
the
PTSD
Malcolm
coming out of
X.
that,
Yeah,
probably. Yeah.
yes. And I will be a martyr afterwards, but
You
yes, I
would.
would do it.
Yeah,
You would
yeah.
get a
Yeah.
statue, dog. You
Yes.
would get a statue. Yeah.
Yeah, but then we wouldn't care about like, oh, your mind's gone. We'll just throw you to
Oh,
the
no.
streets after that.
No,
Yeah.
but you'll be honored. Yeah.
Just send me on like a Riley Gaines tour, you know?
Yeah. Oh, just think of the grifting you could do off that. Oh,
Oh
man.
man.
Your family could do because your brain would be mush. Like, yeah.
What angle would you go? Would you go vac stuff? Is that what?
100%.
All right, because I think that would play in
the
well.
Boosters did it to me.
Yeah.
You know,
your
not
wife,
the, not the yeah, not
your
the
wife would turn
Donnie
into
was
Eric.
In.
Your wife would turn Kirk. Into Erica Kirk. Like, yeah. Real.
She'd take over on this podcast. Take over this podcast. Probably start touring and actually making big money.
She'd like play have music playing every time the podcast started before she talked. Only
pyrotechnics.
Yeah,
somehow.
Exactly.
Yeah.
She would have like the really expensive camera and like the really expensive mic.
Yeah. There'd somehow be like a Bengal tiger in the background just casually walking around on marble. I don't get it, but it would happen.
Oh man. She would be a Twitch partner like right away.
100%.
Yeah.
Oh God. Let's see. And your kids would be wearing suits and shit, man. Yeah. They'd be like the Trump kids.
Yeah, dressing like Baron.
Couple of Barons. Yeah, man. Yeah. But Oregon would have a natty, so everything would be great.
It would all be worth it. Yeah.
I mean, your and Charlie Kirk's sacrifice would brought that Oregon national championship.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think you need a statue as well at that case, right?
100%.
Right next to Chuck.
Yeah.
I would bring the American flag to the game and be passing it around the stadium.
Yeah, right.
Yes.
Okay. Quick aside. The quickest of asides before we get on to the movie. I did not realize until like very recently that the guys that passed around the American flag for Charlie Kirk at two games faked their way into
with the wheelchair
handicap section. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay, like what the fuck?
Yeah, that's kind of fucked up.
That's
and
they,
with pride, and
yeah.
with
that's
because
they did it
they
for
it.
They did it for America, King. Mm-hmm. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, because that lib university wouldn't let them do it, so they had to sneak it in, man. Fucking wheelchair guys. God damn.
Yeah, that's
some guy with multiple sclerosis. Missed the USC game because these fucking dipshits were up there doing their Charlie Kirk. Just it's crazy.
Yep.
Yeah, that's casually not really mentioned that often.
Yeah, yeah. Like, they kind of forget that one. Yeah. Yeah. We lied to take up space.
Weird how that works. Yeah.
Some guy with crippling cancer couldn't watch his last game. He had to fucking pass out an American flag that no one gave a shit about. And they were just like, ugh, get it off me. Ugh.
Yeah, I can't see the game, asshole. Put that down.
Yeah.
Yep. All right. So while you've been talking, I've been looking through my notes, literally like begging to find something to talk about with this movie, and I can't. So let's just grade it. It's my movie, so I will grade it first. What should it be out of?
DREDD5.
I love that. Yes, perfect. Two. I'm gonna give this a two. I think it's like I said, it's mid all the way through. Everything about this movie is mid. The plot sucks. There is no plot.
There is
no plot to this movie. I think if you make a little, so again, Alex Garland, really good writer. I think if you make a little more effort in doing some sort of character development of any fucking kind, this might be like a three, but it's a two. It's not a very good movie.
What do you think you would have graded on your first viewing?
Probably
14
like
years ago.
Three and a half, four, probably. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I liked it. But I've seen movies do this better since then. I don't think that helps this one either. Mm. So,
well, I'm going lower than you. I'm going 1.5.
That was mine, 1.5. It's a movie.
It's a movie.
Yeah, I was thinking one of you guys might do like the 0.5. It's a movie, but okay.
Right. Yeah. It was so boring, and I hated that slow-mo sparkle scene and
No.
whatever stars, whatever it
Man, it
was.
sparkled. The fucking
Yeah.
My Little Pony each time
It
the slow-mo
was. Yeah, I
hits.
just did. I didn't. I wasn't my thing. Not my jam.
It's like we said about the Mission Impossible movie a few weeks ago. Like, it's boring.
Be entertaining. You're a
It was
movie.
boring.
Be entertaining.
You're an action movie. Have action. Like the only thing they had was like, oh, there's a fire bullet and it like burns some guys. That's cool.
A hot shot, yeah.
There's a get
Go.
there's a Gatling gun. That's cool. Yeah, all right.
Yeah, guess what? We already said RoboCop did all that shit already.
Yeah.
Stallone did all that shit already.
Like 30 years ago.
Yeah.
Like Jesse Ventura did this. He was
He
carrying the Gatling
was
gun.
carrying one.
Like, oh well.
Yeah.